your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, cloudy and breezy in the mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of drizzle, freezing drizzle overnight in the lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, wintry mix and snow showers. We'll see highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, areas of snow early, then partly cloudy skies, mid-teens, and Wednesday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 16.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The acting president of the Haskell Indian Nations University continuing in the job for two more months. The school in Lawrence said Friday that Daniel Wildcat, a longtime Haskell faculty member, will stay in that role until the 18th of March. Wildcat took over temporary leadership on November 20th when the U.S. Bureau of Indian Education announced the current president, Vanita Chenault, would be on special assignment for the BIE for up to 60 days. A University of Missouri researcher is teaming up with scholars in Kansas and Georgia to develop drone technology to monitor and potentially predict the spread of wildfires. The Columbia Missourian reports that the...
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt & Sons.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo considering a run for Kansas Senate. A source confirmed to CNN that Pompeo met yesterday with leading GOP consultant Ward Baker to discuss a possible election. CNN reports the source said Pompeo is, quote, focused on his job as Secretary of State, but he is listening. CNN confirmed that Republican leader Mitch McConnell is encouraging Pompeo to take a shot at the Kansas Senate seat. Current Kansas GOP Senator Pat Roberts announced this month that he wouldn't seek re-election, which leaves the seat open. Pompeo was a congressman in Kansas for three terms before he took the jobs of CIA director, then Secretary of State. The latest numbers from the Kansas Department of Labor didn't show much change in December. For the state of Kansas, the numbers show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.3% in December. That's up from 3.2% in November and down from 3.5% in December of 2017. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska lawmakers getting to work on a new budget won't face as much pressure to cut as they previously thought, thanks to an influx of federal money. But some still worry the state's financial challenges aren't over. Documents released last week in Governor Pete Ricketts' proposed budget show Nebraska is on pace to get an extra $92.1 million from the Federal Medical Assistance Program over the next two fiscal years. Two ponds at Fort Robinson State Park in northwest Nebraska being drained for a fishing improvement project. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says the project will deepen Grable Ponds and Cherry Creek Pond, create aquatic habitat features, reshape embankments, and install new outer structures and improve access for anglers. And today does mark Martin Luther King Day with federal and state offices closed. Mid-America Network News.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy, the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 BE Series planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a $100 per month cost of living increase for all full-time county employees effective January 1st. Barb Kiekhafer of Marysville was sworn in as 1st District County Commissioner, taking the place of Bob Connell, who had not run for re-election. 3rd District Commissioner Lynn Feldhausen passed away January 11th, following an extended illness. Because the Republican Central Committee has no precinct members from that district, the state Republican Party will decide on the process for selecting a replacement. That candidate will then be forwarded to the governor for approval. Dave Meyer was elected board chairman for 2019, and annual appointments were approved. Following a brief executive session with Agency on Aging Director Patrick O'Neill, Nutrition Site Manager Ashley Lynn was selected to replace O'Neill in the director's post. Reasons cited were a concern with a past due vendor payment, damage to a county vehicle related to improper maintenance, and a previous resignation by O'Neill that was later withdrawn. Designation of a county newspaper was tabled. Dave Meyer was for remaining with the Frankfort News, and Barb Kiekhafer was in favor of the Marysville Advocate. The matter will be taken up again when a third commissioner is appointed. Scott Zabakarski of Hanover was sworn in last Monday as 1st District Washington County Commissioner, replacing Tim Mueller, who did not run for re-election. During reorganization proceedings, David Wilbrandt was elected board chairman and Raleigh Ordine vice chair. Confirmation of the pay scale was approved, as presented earlier, with a 4% base increase. No decision was made following discussion regarding Saturday hours at the Washington County landfill. Concern was expressed traffic is considerably slower on Saturdays, particularly during winter months. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and again addressed the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. Chairman Gary Scobie stated the Sauk County is waiting on the final footprint of the project and the density study from NextEra Energy Resources before finalizing the term sheet, which will be released to the public. Commissioners had planned to travel to Reno and Pratt County to speak with county officials about development of wind farms in those respective counties. Nemahal County Commissioners indicated they would like the appraiser's office to handle 911 addressing for the county. Eric Thiemann was elected chairman of the Gage County Board of Supervisors and Gary Lytle vice chairman for 2019. Eddie Dorn was recently elected and joined the board during the recent reorganizational meeting. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a public meeting Monday at 4 p.m. at the Marysville City Building to discuss further plans to become part of the Blue River Rail Trail as it's built to Marysville's downtown, utilizing the depot's west platform. The meeting is to receive public comments for inclusion in a preservation plan being prepared. Architects and engineers encourage the public suggestions, determining how they might work within preservation of the structure and adjacent properties. The group is intent on helping the rail trail's development, providing space as a trailhead. The trail group, Marshall County Connection, is constructing a bridge on the trail connection into town. Work on that project should pick up this spring as weather warms. Again, the UP Depot Preservation Society invites the public to a meeting at 4 p.m. Monday at the Marysville City Building. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the Marysville American Legion Monday, noon until 6. Walk-ins are welcome and encouraged. For an appointment, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. American Red Cross Blood Mobile, Monday, noon until 6 at the Marysville American Legion. Ivan W. Hinkle, age 90, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Hinkle. Charles Chuck Turk, age 76, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Turk.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Laverta D. King,
here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at First United Presbyterian Church in Washington. Private family burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Laverta D. King. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for tomorrow, they'll have chicken strips, muffin, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Closed today due to the Martin Luther King holiday. No school for Marysville USD 364 Professional Development Day. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball Teams host Concordia this afternoon. Marysville High Boys Basketball Team tips off in a makeup game at Seneca this evening at 5:30.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map for this Monday, it looks like we'll have quiet weather with mostly cloudy skies, but another low pressure system moves in from the west, bringing us more chances for some wintry weather, a little bit of some rain showers as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Otherwise, it looks like for the middle of the week, we're going to see quiet weather. Temperature wise, really not too bad. We'll start to see some cooler temperatures by the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, cloudy skies, breezy, mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with clouds, chance of drizzle, freezing drizzle overnight in the lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, wintry mix, a little bit of some freezing drizzle. We'll see highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, isolated snow showers, then becoming partly cloudy in the mid-teens. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies right around the mid-30s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 20. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this day, 71 in 1906. The average low, 19. The record low is 12 below zero in 1985. Sunset this evening at 5:30. Sunrise in the morning at 7:37. A chilly 14 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds favor the east at 5 to 10. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of January. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A pair of overtime thrillers in the Super Bowl matchup is set. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Patriots are going to another Super Bowl.
They give to Burkett, runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots!
On WBZ, the Pats beat the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime. It'll be the third straight Super Bowl appearance for Tom Brady and company. Their opponent? the Rams. Greg Zuerlein drilled a 57-yard field goal in overtime, lifting L.A. over the Saints in the NFC Championship.
The hold is down. The kick clears the line. And Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl!
On KSPN, the Rams won 26-23, but a missed pass interference call at the end of regulation overshadowed the victory.
That call puts in first and 10. We're on our knee three plays. And it's a game-changing call.
Saints coach Sean Payton. He also says officials admitted to blowing the call. This is ABC Sports. To the NBA, Derrick Rose drained a last-second game winner against the Suns.
Rose looking to go one-on-one. Pulls up, 19-footer on the way. Hits with 0.6 seconds left.
On WCCO, the Timberwolves went on to beat the Suns 116-114. Rose finished with 31 points, 29 in the second half. College hoops, Boston College upset 11th-ranked Florida State 87-82.
Good ball rotation. Bowman all alone. And the three is good for Kai Bowman.
On ESPNU, Kai Bowman led the way with 37 points and 9 boards. FSU has now lost 3 in a row, with 2 of those losses coming against unranked teams. And on the ice, Jonathan Toews bagged a hat trick as the Blackhawks shut down the Capitals.
Kane to Toews over the Capitol line, got by the defenseman, and he scores! For Jonathan Toews!
On WGN, the Blackhawks take it 8-5. The Caps have lost 5 in a row. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville High basketball teams continue tournament play this week. Marysville boys game with St. Mary's postponed Saturday in Seneca will tip off at 5:30 this evening at Nemo Hall Central High School. Marysville girls open tournament play in the Hiawatha Invitational Tuesday. Marysville versus Maranatha Christian Academy at 5 o'clock Tuesday. Play continues Thursday and again Saturday. Live coverage of Bulldog home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming online and on our app.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new ag labor bill by California Senator Dianne Feinstein and Representative Zoe Lofgren would allow certain foreign ag workers to receive permanent U.S. residency. The two introduced the bill yesterday under the Agricultural Worker Program Act. Farm workers who have worked in agriculture for at least 100 days in the past 2 years may earn a blue card status that allows them to continue to work in the U.S. legally. Farm workers who maintain blue card status for the next 3 to 5 years, depending on hours worked in agriculture, would be eligible to adjust to lawful permanent residence or a green card. In a statement, Senator Feinstein said the bill would ensure that hardworking immigrants don't live in fear and that California's agriculture has the workforce it needs to succeed. The bill has numerous Democrats listed as co-signers in both the House and the Senate. The agency intends to complete a rule that allows year-round E15 sales by June, but the government shutdown may delay that action. EPA Acting Administrator Andy Wheeler told the Senate Environment and Public Work Committee this week that the agency could finish the rule on time if the government shutdown does not delay the work. Wheeler told the committee he intends to issue the E15 proposal next month, but the shutdown has complicated the timeline. Renewable Fuel Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper said the association was encouraged by the comments, but added that they remain concerned that the partial shutdown is compressing a timeline that was already very tight. Cooper said he believes the EPA could approve the changes of finishing the rule on time if it was separated from RIN reform provisions also being considered in the package. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. When the United States said goodbye in 2018, the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP, went into effect for 6 countries, those countries being Japan, Mexico, Singapore, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. That number moved to 7 recently, with Vietnam officially now part of the former TPP. That means that countries that remain in the CPTPP will see significant reductions on import duty rates to Vietnam. Now, that could be big news for the beef industry. United States Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Bohr says Vietnam is a significant market.
There's an emerging food service industry that got a lot of excitement, and we also have some presence at retail, so it is an exciting and dynamic, truly emerging market, but price is clearly very important, so this tariff advantage is really going to matter.
And Boer adds that when it comes to America's competitors, when it comes to beef, those competitors will enjoy large advantages over the United States because of the implementation of CPTPP.
Australia and New Zealand are already at 0% through their free trade agreement with the ASEAN region. So the change through TPP is really for Canada and Mexico. And so the tariff rate for boneless beef from all other TPP suppliers besides Australia and New Zealand drops from a base rate of 15% to 5% and will be to zero next year.
So the United States is certainly working at a disadvantage for all beef products from the United States. Tariffs will remain at least in the double digits. So the United States at a disadvantage when it comes to those other seven countries. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again. And for Farming America, I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. When I read what the winning yield number was for the National Corn Growers Association contest, I thought it was a typo. It wasn't. The winner tells us about it after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Each year, the National Corn Growers Association has a contest to find the highest yield in the United States. And the winner for the 2018 crop season is Don Stahl, who farms near Charlotte, Michigan. Don's winning number is, and Don, tell me if this is a typo, but it says 477.7 bushels per acre. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What was it like when you saw those numbers coming from your combine?
Well, we hit 407 a year ago. We knew it was going to be a little bit better. We thought we had a pretty good shot at getting to 450. When we got done and we see it was 477, why, we were pretty excited about that.
I bet. Surprised?
Oh, yes. Yep. The last 2 years, it didn't seem like we had the best corn year, each of those years, but both years we were over 400 bushel with this variety. I can't really tell you why it performs so much better other than it's a fixed ear, and I think under irrigation that gives us a little better opportunity, as well as being an upright leaf will allow a little more sunlight to get down to that ear leaf, especially at the high populations.
Before we get to the ingredients of that secret sauce that resulted in that yield, let's learn a little about you and your operation. Charlotte is near Lansing, is it?
Oh, yeah, we're about 25 miles west of Lansing. We farm about 2,500 acres of corn and soybeans mostly. We do raise about 300 acres of wheat as well.
How long have you been at it?
I've farmed all my life other than 6 years I spent in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm. I'm a sixth generation in this area. So my dad and my grandfather, I worked with them for years. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I bought the farm that I live at and started picking up a little ground here and there. And here we are.
What's the soil and the terrain like there?
We're slightly rolling. we're probably 1 to 2% grades in spots, and in other spots we're fairly flat. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of variability in soil type. It's very unforgiving. It's classified as a sandy loam, but it really doesn't act like one simply because we don't have that much topsoil. I think every time we go in and rip or we deep till, we're pulling up subsoil and mixing with it. So we can hold on to some water pretty well, and we got pretty decent nutrient holding capacity as well, but it's just still classified as sandy loam.
More from Don Stahl, who won the National Corn Growers Yield Contest, tomorrow. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 14 degrees, chilly outside this morning. Winds favor the east at 5 to 10. Sunshine, highs warming to around 40 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It's the weekend many have been waiting for about 25 years. Joe Montana was the quarterback. Previous time the Kansas City Chiefs reached the AFC title game, Len Dawson was under center. The previous time the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl, for one of the NFL's proudest franchises, the wait to reach this weekend has been a long one. And the chance to hoist the Lamar Hunt Trophy, named after the Chiefs' founder, has the city virtually on the edge of its collective seat. The Patriots were unbeatable at home this season, going 8-0 during the regular season and rolling past the Chargers in the divisional round. Tom Brady, who's 8-4 all-time in AFC championship games with a 6-1 record at home, but he's just 2-3 on the road, with both wins coming at Pittsburgh during 01 and 04 seasons. The Chiefs and the Patriots, Sunday at 5:40. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Marysville High wrestlers finish runner-up to Blue Valley Southwest in the Beloit Invitational. 198 points for Southwest. Marysville finished with 184. Championships for Marysville, Novotny, and Champoo. Runner-up finish for Marysville, Cromie, Ackerman, and Lindhorst. Fourth place finish, Crown over Snellings and Bakken. And fifth place, Raver and Slupionic. Marysville wrestlers runner-up in the Beloit Invitational. Host Abilene for a duel on Thursday. Thursday night basketball action. Sterling girls took Southern 42-37. Southern boys won the nightcap 51-47. Nemo Hall Central girls defeat Marysville Friday night 56-44. Marysville girls open the Hiawatha Invitational, tipping off on Tuesday. Marysville is second seed and will face Maranatha Christian at 5 p.m. Tuesday. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Top seed Jackson Heights meets Horton. Third seed St. Mary's will square off with Hiawatha. 4 and 5 seeds are Falls City and Hutchison. Again, Marysville girls tip off Tuesday at 5. Marysville boys wrap up play, tipping off the consolation of the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central this evening at 5:30. Saturday's action was postponed. Marysville tips off with top seed St. Mary's at 5:30. We'll have it live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In the fifth place game preceding, Atchison meets Jackson Heights. And in the championship nightcap, Nemo Hall Central entertains Falls City.
Nemo Hall Central Lady Thunder remain undefeated, downing Marysville 56-44 in Friday night action. Marysville opened with a 15-7 first quarter lead. The Nemo Hall Central came storming back with a 19-8 second quarter for a three-point halftime lead, never looking back. Central led by junior Aaliyah Kramer with 21 points. J.C. Dollinghouse fought foul trouble, still dropped in 15. Nema Hall Central remains undefeated in 12 starts with a win. Marysville Pace and Nicole Franco with 15. Sammy Bartles finishes with 10 as the Lady Bulldogs fall to 6-5. Nema Hall Central 56, Marysville 44. Lady Bulldogs tip off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational versus Maranatha Academy Tuesday at 5. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Bulldog basketball, Marysville boys meet St. Mary's in the Consolation Championship at Seneca this evening at 5:30. Marysville girls tip off the Hiawatha Invitational Tuesday versus Maranatha Academy at 5. Live coverage, home and away Marysville I games on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks Big Monday tip off at 8. Pregame at 7:30 live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5.
It won't be long before indoor seed starting season is here. We will share some tips for successful seedlings today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 21st, the 21st day of the year. Golf champ Jack Nicklaus and legendary DJ Wolfman Jack were born on this day. If your attempts at starting seeds indoors always produce spindly seedlings that fall over quickly, it's likely due to lack of adequate sunlight. If the early season sun is low and weak in your climate, a grow lamp can provide the full spectrum light seeds need. Stick with a basic, inexpensive kit. You will only be using it for a few weeks after all. Don't forget your seed's other basic necessities like water and nutrients. And focus on plants that require a long growing season like tomatoes, peppers, and chilies. Cool season crops like leafy greens and root vegetables are best started outdoors. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Smoke rings dancing off into your lips, sneaking out the back of your throat and coming out between your fingertips. All I can think about is all that I can think about, and I keep thinking about it, thinking about it. I want to be a cigarette, smoking all so cool. Or maybe that red wine you're drinking down so smooth. Close to you, just take another drag, take another sip. All I can think about is all that I can think about, and I keep thinking about it, thinking about it. I wanna be a